Sif Yud Beis Maskirin Bo the Ein Halayah Shabbos Yom Tov Shvaydish of Lo Bechanukim Purim. He mentioned the Yom Tov which you are in the midst of that Yom Tov when you are eating, and you can say Al Michya. You don't have Pesach, that on Purim and Chanukah. You don't say limited form of the Alanis. Because Rav explains the difference between the two is that the bracha that's saying in the Yad of the Yohai for Shabbos and Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh is really an independent bracha. And we have a proof to it that if you forget to say it, you can make it up right afterwards by saying an independent bracha. Just we include it in other bracha. So since it's a bracha, you put it into the Al-Mikha. Whereas Al-Nisim is not a bracha. It's just a thanking Hashem, that's not the Al-Mikha. Al-Mikha is a shortened version of the bracha. Sifim Yimel, and Oich Ochal Peiris Meshivis Aminim Ochal Tapuchim. Person ate peiris from the Shivis Aminim, and he ate apple. Ein Tov Levoch Al Tapuchim Bayim Efoshim. In other words, if you ate a fruit from the Shivis Aminim, and aside from that, regular fruit, the peiris covers the regular fruit. Shigami Bechal Al Eit, Shigam Hein Priyo Eitim. They're also fruit. Avam Ochal Tapuchim Mishos Yayim, Levoch Bayim Efoshim Al Tapuchim. Al Mishan, and the one does not cover fruit that you will eat. You have to make a very precious on the fruit, it's not from the Shiva Samin. Choshen ken mocha bota of Yadar, or if you're young, or if you're Shiva Samin, you should tell the Melech, I'll go out from the Echad. Surely if you ate meat, if you're Adoma, the bracha of the wine, I'll guess in, or potatoes, I'll miss it, not cover these things. What did? In mocha bota of the dogim, bracha mechamesh is a meaning, and people say, I'll miss it, but there's bota of the dogim. So the kiss of Amichah does not pass the point of Foshes. The only time it does pass it, it's all fruit. So then the nose of the bracha is on fruit, that includes all fruit. The Jerubu points out that the Suan Sifid Bey, Sifid Alas, the opinions that say that when you drink wine, make ala gefen, and to end you say, Bracha Hashem, ala or salat pavis. If you start, there would be room to say that that would cover the apples you ate, because you're Messiah with ala or salat pavis. But the answer is that since you started off, that's ala gefen, priya gefen, that's ma'akiv, and therefore, you're not Yaisi, even if you have said that other payment, the one helping for the apple that you ate. There are those, though, that hold that, however, yes, if you drank wine and you made Allah, you said Allah, Allah, or for the payment, it will help for your apple, because at the theme of the prophet, you mentioned the payment. So if you dial a shot to the iron bear, very clear, often, Ochal and Ovin, Shav the Bach, Alay, and Boy, and you have to make a prophet before you drink. Before you eat the food, because even though you said pre-hagafen, and grapes are also the fruit of the grapevine, but not enough. Okay, Bracha Prayin, so we have to be like 8 or pre-8. He says, Bracha, you should say, Alech or pre-8, and also Alagafen or pre-Agafen, because you have grapes and wine. If there's both, in the Yerubiach, Alanoven, Bracha, pre-hagafen, or Afro, Afreim, Alagafen, Yotza, okay, the person ate grapes, according to the Bechavah, if the accident, he married, Bracha, pre-hagafen, or he made Alagafen, he says, what happens if you made a boy pre ace and wine? Another way around. That's my place for the place. In other words, that should have been a bracha. If you gave it a more kosher bracha, boy pre nothing. So the question is, do we say, well, since me can the bracha will be boy pre ace, the yaitse. Oh, one chazal in the sack and a new madveya, shall bracha, and boy pre nothing doesn't help to make the other bracha of boy pre.